sometimes it seems learning and maybe even life itself is a trivial pursuit. Alleged experts keep correcting truths they once insisted were otherwise. Pluto's not a planet? Says who? And who's to say it was to begin with? There are so many we've put on intellectual pedestals who dictate what is and what isn't true. I mean, I'm not saying whatever they tell us isn't true or accurate, but I think it's been proven a million times over how wrong they've been about a million or more things, and for God knows how long we simply accepted the lie, the error, until someone else, someone smarter we trusted, convinced us otherwise. Even though he may be just as wrong, or worse still, his correction is actually the lie or the error itself. We've built an empire on what is supposedly empirical. There's still plenty of room in our society for blind faith and whimsy. Maybe because we're so overwhelmed with people telling us what is and is in fact, exhausted by the filtering of who is claiming what, and if they ought to be trusted as reliable. The Big Bang and evolution are still only theories, but have already been accepted largely as something more. I don't really give much thought to them specifically, because I feel like even the most brilliant minds are flawed and limited, and frankly, it's not really important to know one way or another. It's not going to influence whom I love or why, how much I savor life and possibility. I'm too busy trying to suck the max out of life to wonder where it started or why. I'm just grateful, even if there's no one to send a thank you note to. I love learning languages, new skills, because they aren't up for debate. No one questions if Japanese is really Japanese, or if my Sicilian cacciatore is delicious. So I tend to stick close to the learning that broadens me as a person, and avoid wrestling with whether or not 2 + 2 really is 4, and if this is all real or just someone's dream. I don't need to know what chemical cocktails create pleasure when all I'm interested in is drowning in as much of it as I can while my heart's still beating. Even that, no alleged expert has been able to explain why the heart beats. Frankly, the mystery itself is delicious. Ignorance is cherry sometimes. And it prompts us to realize how we are ingredients in the fruit cocktail of existence. So why distract ourselves from happiness with wondering who or what's prepping the meal? I'm not an existentialist, fatalist, or even nihilist. I'm just addicted to the freedom of not becoming miserable, making more of my very scarce time, then maxing it out with as many orgasms as possible. Food, sex, friendship, beauty. There's more than enough of that to be more than I can fully appreciate. I was once an academic. It's a maze of meanings too complex to ever untangle. I don't know how much, if anything, I read about orchids is accurate. Who can you trust? People are flawed. So I accept everything at face value about orchids, knowing full well it may all turn out to be wrong. Life is short, and it often seems like truths themselves are no more permanent than the generations who alleged them. We're like the folks in New Orleans who sweep their doorsteps every morning to rid themselves of whatever voodoo might have been left there overnight. We may not believe in the voodoo, but somehow, the traditions that were born from them are still around. Men are always surprised at how soft my skin is, because they thought brown girls would have different skin texture. people still struggle to accept I do what I do as fun when I have such a lavish lifestyle. Shocked that I don't do drugs or drink or have tattoos because centuries of lies and prejudices have convinced them of the inaccurate. It's okay to be wrong. It's even better to embrace the joys of discovering error. The stones we laid to create ourselves were empirical. Or at least they needed to seem that way so we could build. But nothing wrong with realizing a wrong stone was laid and replacing it with what you hope is truth, or at least closer to the truth. You either like cherries or you don't. That's what matters. Then you eat enough to make you sick and laugh. That's life. Or it should be. Who am I to say such a thing? Why listen to me? Feel free to ignore me and never have 10 orgasms in one day. But I honestly think, by comparison, I'm having a hoot compared to those who don't. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to know sex and travel and drinking in the quiet 2 a.m. night, sailing, laughing, and eating popcorn in the same theater you give a handjob in halfway through the movie isn't a great way to get you to your deathbed, with fewer regrets than the people mapping the genome or debating John Locke and Socrates. Roll down a hill. Have a water balloon fight. Maybe it's not high science or God-nearing genius. But who the hell wants to be God anyhow? Sounds like the worst job ever.